Stop. You violated the law. Pay the court a fine or serve your sentence. Your stolen goods are now forfeit. I'm only joking. But if you're smart, you'll keep your hands where I can see them. You're getting robbed, obviously. You're not actually stupid enough to think an officer of the law would stop you in the middle of nowhere. Are you? Come now. But you're clearly stupid enough to travel around with all your gold tucked into your belt loop. I can hear it jingling. Oh, you really are daft, aren't you? All right. Keep your hands up where I can see them. And this won't have to get messy. Remove your hood. Slowly. Did I say you could look at me? Then don't. There. Now, unlace that there, and let your cloak fall to the ground. Come to mama. All right, stay still. I'm going to cut these gold purses right off of you. I wouldn't move if I were you. I wouldn't want to accidentally nick you. Just like that. There we go. Wow. These are pretty hefty. How much do you reckon is in here? Oh, who am I kidding? I bet you know exactly how much is in here. Good lord. Enough to feed an entire village by the sounds of it. Well, I suppose I'll be on my way, but I never forget a face, so turn around slowly for me. Oh, my various gods. If I was less sane, I'd ask you to marry me on the spot. Call me crazy, but do you want to get a drink or something? If I give you back your gold, now that does make this tricky, doesn't it? If I give you back your gold, you'll take me out? Well, I suppose I can't resist that. 'Cause screw the money. I want you. Here you go, honey. How about that drink? Well, that's a shame. You really thought you could run off, didn't you? But now you've tripped, and you look really dumb, don't you? Well, unfortunately for you, now I'm rather angry. You see, you tricked me, and I don't do well with that. You made me think that you liked me, or that you'd at least give it a chance, and then you tried to run off. Oh, honey. I'm not that hideous, am I? Look, I know I'm a dummy human and all, but... Come on. Give a girl a chance. You don't think I'm pretty? Well, at least I know you can tell the truth sometimes. Or maybe that's just another lie. Apparently you're good at that. You won't tell anyone. Well, as we just established, I can't really take you at your word. No. I'm going to have to keep you close now. Before, I was just going to take your money, but it seems... Now I have to take you as well. You didn't ask for this. Oh, honey. I didn't ask for this either. But your kind pushed my kind out of every settlement. Because they thought we were dangerous. And now look at me. Now I'm dangerous. Go on. Run if you want. But the thing is, I'm stronger than you. Faster than you. I can hear better than you. See better than you. Smell better than you. So run if you'd like. But I'll find you. That's relieving. At least you're a little smart. So, now what? You've agreed to stay with me, but for how long? Because I don't know if I can trust you, but my home isn't that far away. My hideout of sorts. I think you can help me. If you pay me back for my trouble, then perhaps I'll let you go. Perhaps. Well, you're rich, so I assume you have rich friends. Most rich people do. You help me rob said rich friends, and I give you a little cut. See? Works out for both of us. Alright. That's valid, I can respect that. You don't like getting your hands dirty. You are but a pepper merchant. But you see, I think you missed the part where you no longer have a choice. Because you owe me a debt. And what happens to debtors? Somewhere, at some point, the debt has to be paid. So you can help me with this, or pay me some other way. Oh. Is that so? No, I definitely like where this is going. Continue. You pervert. Right here in the woods. And everything. Well, I have to admit I didn't take you for that kind of... But I suppose I'm not entirely opposed to the idea. After all, you already know how I feel about you. But you want to, right here and right now and everything. I can't promise I'll leave you alone after, but I can promise it'll be a start to paying me back. Assuming you actually satisfy me. Confident, aren't you? We'll see about that. How's that? More. Aren't you a little selfish today? Fine. If that's really what you want. Is there an issue? Then why are we stopping? Okay. Fine. You want me to touch the gall? No, really, the audacity. I thought I was in charge here. What happened to that? And now here you are asking me to. It's adorable, really. Do you think I'll do what you ask? That's what you think this is? Well, it's really quite the opposite, you know. You'll do as I ask if you want this deal to be upheld. So I'm thinking. You lay down here and I'll get on top. No, you needn't do anything but lay down there. I'll do the rest. Oh, I thought you just said you wanted me to. Now look at you, you're all scared. Which is it? So indecisive. Well, don't just stare at me. You could start off maybe by telling me how it feels. There's that cute voice of yours. Go on, tell me the things you'd love to do to me right now. Yeah? Oh, is that so? I don't look so disappointed. I'm not done yet. Yeah, that's all right. Like that? Here, how about let's try like this. Oh. That's better, isn't it? Close already. No way. Oh, you can do it. That's right. Wow. No, that's a lot. Oh, you poor thing. No wonder you've got such an attitude. Who knew you needed such a release? I'm not judging. I'm only happy that I got it all for myself. What, are you embarrassed now? I thought we had a good thing going here. Oh, come on. Don't let your pride get the best of you. Fine. We can always try another time. Don't worry. I'll keep you plenty of company. Just lay down. I've got you. Here. Let me get this cleaned up. Yeah? There. Much better, right? Don't give me that look. Yes, it was beyond expectations, darling. Surely you're tired, though. Get a rest, why don't you?